Welcome to Bad Examples. Woo! I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jessica.
And we were on Style Network's reality shows Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy, which followed Jessica as a makeup artist and me as a hairstylist. So obviously you may think that this whole podcast is going to be about beauty, but you would be wrong. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about everything from love to relationships to sex to just being a hoe. We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Hey guys, it's Jess and Tracy here. Surprise!
Hi!
We wanted to pop in because as we prepare for season two, we didn't want to leave you guys with nothing. So what do we have, Trey?
We have fun clips. So clips from that we filmed in the past that either didn't make it, never heard.
Yeah, never before heard.
Yeah, is that what it, that's like the way to say it. Yeah. Right? Never before heard, like exclusive. Just fun clips to keep you guys busy and occupied and not forget about us while we're prepping and filming and doing all this for season two. We are trying to give you guys the best season two there is so that we put season one to shame. So while we're doing that, we wanted to leave you with a few fun clips that we thought like a clip show. Ones that like deserve to be heard, but yes, we're thrown to the curb.
Yeah, because sometimes like we go on for way too long.
Yeah, like we just keep talking and Alan's like, that's enough. Bye.
Alan's like, so 45-minute show, you just made it 2-day show. We're like, whoops,
sorry. So we have a bunch of clips that we want to give you. We're going to put them together. So here, enjoy it. Listen, stay bad and don't forget about us. And we have so much coming. We have amazing guests for the roster. We have so much exciting stuff for you guys and we can't wait to like get you all in on it. But
and don't forget to keep hitting us up on Instagram, telling us your stories.
We want to know stuff that you want for season two. So please keep messaging us and sending us and sharing with your friends and everything because it's still helping.
Stay bad, bitches.
We love you.
I'm just laughing because we were on the phone the other day. Well, two things happened. One thing, your kids are, I know I say this, your kids are so fucking smart. Like the fact they know my voice over the phone now is freaking me out.
Yeah.
So I'm telling this to Tracy. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, they're so smart. And she's like, I don't know about that. Jaden just ate a press-on nail.
Oh my God. So for Skylar's birthday, they got this press-on nail kit. And you have, it comes in like the circle, you know, where you have to like pop them off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like when we were kids. And Jaden like looked at it and broke one off and ate it. And
like
I was
a
like,
treat.
Yeah. Like she thought it was a snack or like a candy or something. And I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm like, are you choking? So she goes, your kids are so smart. I'm like, I don't fucking know about that. She just ate a press on nail. Like I could not believe that I had to, because Skylar is the opposite. She would never like touch an iron or go by a burning flame or run into glass doors. Like mm-hmm. Jaden will run straight onto the glass and like be like, how hard do you think I can go? And then fall and be like, and I'm like, you didn't think that was gonna happen? Like they're two completely different kids. It's so crazy.
But even the other night we were on the phone and Tracy, I could hear her. She was all in like
kids mom mode.
Kids are in bed mode, like just like her voice changed, like she was very relaxed. And then all of a sudden, like you just hear like footsteps and she's like, Tracy's like, oh no, which kid wants beat down?
Like, I was like, which one is that? And she's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I can literally hear footsteps coming down the stairs, which means one of them is out of bed right now.
And this is the greatest thing ever. It was Skylar. And Tracy literally was like, Skylar, go back to bed. I can't believe you're out of bed. What are you doing? Do you want a juice box? If you want a juice box, I can get you some juice.
And I'm like, damn.
I can't.
I'm like, Skylar, go back to bed right now. This is not a joke. It is bedtime, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, why? Do you want some juice? Is that what you need? You need some juice?
Like all of a sudden you realize she might want some juice. Like
I was like, maybe she's thirsty. Maybe I shouldn't yell at her to go back to bed. Maybe there's a reason she's down here.
We were talking for like 20 minutes and I don't know. I thought Skylar went back to bed and all of a sudden I hear like a little voice and I'm like, what is she doing right now? Like the TV wasn't on.
Mm-mm. I said, I was like, I'm not putting it on.
Was she just sitting next to you?
Yeah, she just didn't want to go to bed. But she's been doing
but
that.
What
like
is she
going through a phase, I think.
Was she entertaining herself? What's she doing? I'm just trying
to
understand.
She was playing with her Beauty and the Beast figurines. Oh. That's it. Because she knew she would like, once it's bedtime in my house, like, that's it. You don't come out of bed. You need something, you call us. We'll come up to your room. There's no playing. And if you happen to play because like you don't feel good or you happen to come out of bed because you don't feel good or something, it's not like toys. It's just laying on the couch and like calming down, getting ready for bed. Like we're very strict about it because otherwise they would
ruin your life.
Wild.
Yeah.
Like
imagine like Jaden with no bedtime.
No. My mom's house is completely different. Like, there's no bedtime. They could go to bed at 1 o'clock there. My mom's like, they were so good tonight. I can't believe how late they stayed up, because that's how late my mom's up. So, like, mm-hmm. I have to remind her, like, I work very hard to get them on a 7 o'clock schedule. And I, it's like, they good. Still wake up at 8.
Question, how did you know to put them at bed at 7? Did you read that?
I just
somewhere?
Decided that was the time I was done for the day. Anytime past 7, I can no longer handle.
What do you call when you go to a job and you, like,
You clock out. That's it. I can't handle anything past 7.
It really is, though, like the innocence of a child that, like, she crawls out of bed and then she's just playing quietly with her figurines.
Yeah, like she was so sneaky. I was like, I hear footsteps. Like, I just know because, like, it's dead silence in this house. Like, what's going on? I hear, like, mommy. And I was like, go back to bed. Because, like, she's been doing this lately for me because we're moving. This is the thing. So we're moving into a new house and she is very not okay with the change. So she's acting out a lot right now. Like last night, she was up like 6 times. She went to bed at 8 o'clock because they took a little like snooze on the couch midday. So I was like, they could stay up a little bit longer because they napped, which she never does. So I was like, something's already off. Then we put her to bed. She was up at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. I was like, Corey, you just got to lay in there until she falls asleep.
What do you mean? Like, what?
She's going through, like, I don't want to leave this house. She's very upset we're leaving the house that we're in because this is, like, all she's known.
Yeah.
Like, and I think she every day she's like, is this coming with us? And I don't think she gets that, like,
she says
everything
that
is coming that we have now that's all coming to our new house. Like, she'll be like, is our couch coming? And I'm like, no, we're going to get a new couch. She's like, I really like this couch. And I was like, we'll never buy another couch like this ever again. I hate
change
it.
Change is hard for adults.
Yeah, it's just a lot. Like,
you know, of course it's going to be hard for a 4-year-old.
And, like, she's the supposed to be the big sister of at 4. Four as of last week, to a 2.5-year-old and an almost year old.
Yeah.
So it's like a lot of responsibility for a little girl. But I'm like trying to bribe her. I gave Skylar and Jaden, we gave them the master bedroom. So they have a balcony when I'm around.
When are you going to adopt me? I'm just sitting here waiting.
I can't. Like, I had to use major bribing techniques. They each have their own walk-in closet. They each have their own sink in the bathroom. They have a jacuzzi tub in the bathroom, a stand-up glass shower. They don't have, like, a shower curtain. No, a stand-up glass shower. And they have a balcony that when I'm around, they can go out and play if I'm out there with them. Like, and, oh, I forgot to tell you. Oh, just their bunk bed has a slide on it. So they can, oh, yeah. Like,
I saw that. That's incredible.
Like, okay, I'm doing so much work. I'm giving up the master bedroom so you guys could be happy in this house. Like, I'm literally doing anything for them to be okay with the change.
I know you're worried, but she's going to, like, it's not going to take her long to
No,
settle.
She's just been going through a lot these last couple of days. Like, she's very...
She's also, like, so aware. Like, she's growing
That's
up.
The problem.
It's crazy.
That's the problem. She's so smart that anything that happens, she knows it's, like, something's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, it's been really weird.
I'm trying to think. When I was, like, 10, if you, my parents told me I was moving, I'd be like, okay.
Like,
I don't
it's
know.
Not like, but it's, she's early yet. So it's not like she has, like, only friends here. Meanwhile, all her friends are in Jersey anyway because they're my friends' kids.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't have, like, best friends in fifth grade and I'm, like, ripping her out.
Yeah,
like,
no way. Now's the time to do it.
Yeah. And so, I don't know. I just am like,
she'll be fine. She's a good kid. She'll be
Meanwhile, Jaden's like, new house, can't wait, new house. We go to a new house. Daddy, we go to a new house. And I'm like, yeah, Jaden's ready. I think she's ready to move.
Every picture you've sent me of the new house, Jaden is in, like, it's almost like find the Jaden. Like, yeah. She's in some
she's
corner
in every
of the
corner, like, trying to investigate the house. She's, like, peeing in corners, like, marking her territory. Literally every picture, Jaden's like, mommy, look at this, look at this, look at this. And I was like, oh, my God.
I'm like, it's like, spot the Jaden. Yep. Oh, there she is playing
She's
in the bathroom. There she is,
hurricane.
Like, on the stairs.
Hurricane Jaden.
Oh, that's good. And then, like, it's kind of weird because Julian won't know
Julian will never
else.
Know anything else. He'll. I mean, none of them will. Skylar may remember a little bit, but Jaden will never remember the first house. Because they don't really remember anything until 4, maybe 5 solidly. But,
you
like,
really
at least
that?
3. Yeah. Their brains just, they'll remember things based on pictures they see. They won't remember, like, the experience of it.
Damn.
So it's like, Julian will definitely never know. Jaden probably won't remember anything. Skylar may be like, I remember this and this about, like, the old house, but not remember, like, real life there.
Can I ask you a question about your nails?
Yeah.
They break an unnatural amount of time. What are you doing?
I have 3 kids and I'm currently moving my furniture in my house.
Like, cause all right, I haven't gotten a fill-in. It's like Like, they're horrible and they're hideous, but they're there.
They're not breakable. I have really weak nails. I've had nails on my nails since I was 15.
What are you doing when they break? Like, tell me what happened when that one broke.
This is what happened. Painful. Oh, I was moving furniture. I was packing all their stuff up in boxes in their room.
And like,
no, it just popped right off.
Oh, it
did? I was like, oh, I just broke a fucking nail. That's great. Now I have to go. Now I have to go to the nail salon before Corey's work party on Saturday. Like, that's all I kept thinking.
That looks like it hurts.
No, not at all. It's so all right. I think I have a higher pain tolerance since having kids.
I was
going
to say, also, I feel like you're used to it because
I'm so used to it.
I fucking jam my nail on something and I cry.
I'm like, whatever, it's fine. I'm more annoyed that I have to sit at the nail salon because I hate the hour at the nail salon.
Me too.
I hate it.
You know how women are like, oh, I'm going to go, it's so relaxing.
Where the fuck is it relaxing when they're horrible. All yelling back to each other from either side of the room in a language you can't understand?
I'm checking my phone every 5 seconds, like, I choose my nail salon based on who does nails the fastest. Like,
yeah, my Jersey nail salon, Kenny, he doesn't. I'm in and out in 30 minutes. 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's a game changer.
He's brilliant.
For me.
I'm like, I can't sit here all day. Like, I have zero patience.
I'm like, skip the cuticles. I'm good.
Yeah. I'm like, I'll roast those things by myself at home. Yeah, don't worry about it. I'll lotion them up. Thanks. Sometimes I go without even nail polish. I'll be like, just send me home. I'm just good. Just buff them out for me and I'm good. I'll do it at home. I don't have time. I don't have the patience. And then they're like, oh, we need you to sit for 5 minutes in the dryer. 5 minutes sitting there when you know you have so much shit to do at home.
$1 extra and you can get your fast drying. And I'm like, take all my money. Fast dry me up.
Take my money. Shut up and take my money.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, it's there's like little things that you like even the. You should see how much gray hair I have right now. Like, I have not been.
You have black hair.
No, all here is all gray. You see it or no? Okay, it's so gray. But anyway, I have not been to the hair salon because sitting there for an hour, knowing I have so much more shit to do, like, I just can't get myself to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather put on my own hair color at home while doing stuff and getting stuff
done.
When
you're moving, do you hire a moving truck? Because it's a far ride, no?
Yeah, it's like $800 for a moving company to move your stuff. So what we figured out was it's only because we have to put down, you know, first and last in security. So it's like so much to move. And we're moving last minute in like 3 weeks we moved and picked a house. So it's been very rushed. And it's like Corey and I are just like, honestly, we're going to rent a truck for $200. The biggest U-Haul they have, load everything in. And then once we get there, we take our time. I'm not even going to rush because first of all, when the movers are rushing, I feel like everything gets put in a place you don't know what it is. I'd rather
shit around.
Take the day. I'd rather take the full day and just do it. It's a 30-minute drive for us. So
it is from Staten Island?
Staten Island to the new place, yeah.
Get the fuck out
of here. Yeah, it's so close. It's just now in Jersey.
I can't believe you're back.
I know. I feel really happy about being a Jersey girl again.
Good. You should.
But you know what's so funny? So many people have reached out to me and they were like, oh my God, we heard you're moving to Jersey. Like, is this your big move? Did you buy the house? Like, are you guys finally in? Are you going to be on Real Housewives of New Jersey? And I was like, this is the 17th person in an hour that I posted this has asked me that. I was like, that's so funny because like I kept saying, I was like, everyone always asked me and my response was, I live in New York.
Yeah,
and now they're
weird.
All asking me because I'm like, ugh, now I'm moving back to Jersey. And that's like I literally my inbox, I'll show you.
Has Corey ever lived in Jersey?
Yeah, he lived in Jersey for the show in Union with us when we filmed there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was like 2 years, I think.
Because now you're technically raising Jersey girls. It's on.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're not going to remember being Staten Island girls.
No.
But Jaden's accent, she'll never get over that. Her accent is so strong. She's like, come over here.
She does do that.
Wait, now you realize that I've said it. Now you'll be like, oh my God, it's so funny.
I know
her
what
accent.
You're talking about.
She'll be like, can I have my beer? And I'm like, you're watching my beer. It's right there.
What are you going to do about, because I know Corey's family is like very
close. We're all really close.
Like,
so
how close do you live right now? Just to give people an example.
34 minutes from each other when we move, coming from a 2.5-minute walk.
Whoa.
So
big change.
Tara, his sister, has not stopped crying since we told her we were moving.
Tracy,
I swear.
Tara, I feel your pain.
No, literally we FaceTimed her the other day and I was telling her like how much I got done like of the moving process and she was like, I can't. And I was like, Tara, we're 30 minutes from you. She's like, that's not 10. And I'm like, I know. She's going to end up like sleeping there all the time anyway.
I mean, yeah, you're going to have a guest room. I mean, that's key.
We do have a guest room, downstairs.
Let's call it the Epstein escape room.
The Epstein estate.
Yes,
it's
yeah,
like a box
go.
In with a mattress estate. On the floor. Yeah, no, I'm like so stressed out about it. And then I was like, oh, I have to decorate and refurnish the whole house. Meanwhile, we walked in and the first thing I saw in the dining room was wallpaper.
It
was the
wasn't
first
even that bad,
thing
Tracy.
I saw. It was like burgundy and gold stripes. And I was like twitching. Before I even went into the kitchen, I said to the realtor, I was like, Jamie, what's the deal? Like, am I allowed to rip this paper off? Because I can't live in this house if I can't take this off. And she's like, no, it's fine. You can. And I was like, oh my God, it felt like stress off.
Or you
my
can
shoulders.
Do whatever you want, right? Like, they're not going
to. Okay, so when you move into a new house, like, you have to paint. If you paint, you have to either do neutral colors or if you want like electric green and fire red and whatever, you have to probably paint them back to white when you leave.
Is it harder to paint over the paint?
Yeah. Like you have to like get professional painters and it says like professional painting jobs only because they don't want some shithead
right
making a mess out of paint everywhere because then they have to fix it. But this is just like our temporary fix until we find our like buying house.
You're never going to want to leave this place. It's so nice.
It's we got really lucky. The kitchen and kids room alone is like brilliant.
I just love
layout.
Like that staircase. I just love it. Like, oh my God. Oh yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to like decorate it. I can't wait. Our painter, his name's Max. He's coming in like I asked her, I was like, when's the first day we're allowed in? Like, I know. She's like, you're allowed to live there the first. You're allowed to get in there. I was like, Max, can you be there on the 25th? Like, I need painters in there because I can't even look at those walls anymore.
Oh, my God.
I was like, once it's painted, I'll have, like, motivation to, like, start decorating. Mm-hmm. And then I'll get everything done really fast.
Oh, my God. It's like, I don't know. When you move, it's a whole new adventure.
It's
I don't know
exhausting.
If you, it's going to be exhausting. But when you're settled, it's almost like a restart on everything. You know what I mean?
No, you're right. I can't wait. I know you're going to be there.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to see this house. I fucking want a room. This is bullshit.
You can share the Epstein estate.
I'm the Epstein estate to help.
Yeah, you could live in the basement. It's like a dungeon. I don't even think it's considered a basement, a bedroom, because there's no window. So it's considered a dungeon if you put someone in there.
Oh,
but
my God.
You're welcome to sleep in it.
I had in college, we had a place we rented. There was three of us. And one of the bedrooms had no window. Yeah. And one of my roommates that we stuck in there would wake up panicking because it was pitch black. She thought she missed her classes. Yeah, she'd wake up at like her heart. She'd be like, I missed the whole day. And I'm like, bro, it's fucking like 11 a.m. Like,
chill the fuck out.
No sunlight.
That's so funny. Yeah. No, this house has so much light. It's so crazy. I will do a house tour for everyone once we're all settled because like, people keep asking me about that. They're like, are you going to show us like how you decorated the kids' rooms? Ace's room is going to be insane.
Dude, the girl's bed is so sick. Yeah. Who goes up top? How do you pick that? It's got to be the older one?
No, Skylar said, I was like, which bed do you want, top or bottom? And she's like, well, I want to slide down the slide, but I want to be on the bottom because it's bigger. And I was like, you can't have both. You can't have your cake and eat it too. So I put the bottom as a bigger one so they could sleep there together if they want.
Dude, what a way to ration that out.
Yeah. I was like, I tried to like beat the odds and beat the system this time.
Well, I'm excited. You're going to keep us all updated, right, on the new place?
Yes, I can't wait.
We wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, Boo.
Be a good baddie. All right, y'all. I'm not going to lie. It's time to talk about HelloFresh. I'm hungry, as always. And just so you guys know, I get HelloFresh. I love it. It's changed
my
life.
No, it really does. It makes it easy. And in my old house, I really couldn't cook for the kids much because the kitchen was so separated from the living room. I could never see them and they would always fight every time I'd leave. But now in my new house, there's a playroom right off the kitchen. So I'm constantly cooking and HelloFresh makes it so easy. I could literally be in and out of the kitchen in like 30 minutes because they like make it idiot proof for you.
Can you? Oh, that's such a good word because I'm an idiot when it comes to cooking.
No, it's so easy.
Can you explain how it like literally comes to your door?
It comes to your door. They basically, you open the package. Everything is sealed in its own package and everything you need for the ingredients and the recipes, everything. Everything is sitting right on your countertop. All you have to do is basically follow the directions and add to it.
And there's picture directions.
No, it's literally idiot proof is my favorite word. You cannot mess this up and it's delicious. The food is all fresh.
Yes.
They give you so many different options. My mom cooked it when I had extras. My mom was like, oh, I'm going to take this and make it for daddy. And she made it.
Did she love it?
Yeah, they made like a salmon and it was so good.
So it comes with these recipe cards.
Mm-hmm.
So Alan, we were talking about how you save them too. So I save all of them so I can make it again. But my mom's been trying to jack my HelloFresh recipe cards.
Make her photocopies.
I'm like, Mom, why don't you just get HelloFresh and join the club? I get the vegetarian box. Tracy gets the family box. There's literally a box for everybody. Mm-hmm. And I've just had a really good experience with them. I don't know.
I think it's the freshness, honestly, because most of the time you could tell when food is fresh right away and when it's not.
And we have a code, right, Trey?
Yeah. Bad Examples listeners get the best of everything. You guys go to HelloFresh.com/BadExamples80. Enter BadExamples80. You will get $80 off your first. You have to try it. Give it a shot. It's 1 month. You're saving $80. Like, where is the fail in this?
No, especially to try. It doesn't hurt to try. And it's, dude, I want to know your recipes. Just get it and
tell
me
tell
recipes.
Us the stuff that you like the best so that we can order.
Yes.
HelloFresh.com/BadExamples80 and enter BadExamples80.
Sex toys are fun.
They're nothing. They're not to be ashamed of. Like, I don't understand why people are like, they're so shunned upon. They're like, oh my God, it's so taboo. Like, no, it's not. Like, girl,
Tracy,
get off.
You remember? So I got, we got sent like a bunch of sex toys, whatever.
And she was like, okay, I got this really big dildo. And I'm like how big? She's like, I don't know, like 7 inches. I was like, that's pretty standard, I think. Apparently it's not because we did some
it's
research.
It's 9 inches, isn't it?
No, I think it said 7.
No, go look at it. Oh, it's right
on.
There.
Hold on.
No, this thing is fucking...
Okay, it's an 8-inch. It's 8-inch, people. But the girth is like the size of my arm. It's like my...
It's glass.
It's an actual...
It's a mason jar.
It's a mason jar. It's huge. Huge. And I'm not against trying it. I'm going to see how much I can handle.
I mean, I'm dying. See, like, I prefer sex toys that don't... Like,
but
I don't want to... I don't want
a
vibrator that looks like a wiener.
Because... This doesn't look huge to me.
The
length
is
normal. Right. So
the thickness is like...
It's literally called the perfect D. The balls look good too. I don't know. And then it's... You know what this is for? This is to attach to your mirror so you can back it up into it. Swear. It's like a suction cup to your mirror. So like you don't have to sit there and hold it. You could just like ride it.
I'm donezo. Bye.
It says, feel me. And it's all latex. And I think...
You know how much that fucking thing costs? It's like a $200 dick.
That some people need $200 dick. I don't. It's vibrating multi-speed. Hold on. What does this say? Phylactic free. I don't know. It's got to be like some medical term. A suction cup base. So it suctions to your mirror. I'm going to show you later when we're done with this episode.
I don't get it. Your mirror is
supposed
to fuck the
wall. You just like back up into it.
I'm so hating you right now.
Life like ultra skin feels real. It does feel real. It does feel real, I have
See,
to say.
My sex toys, I don't want to look like an actual wiener.
This is
weenus.
The size of my forearm. On a serious note, this is the size of my forearm.
I prefer like that one with the diamond. Like I like that one.
Oh, the clit vibrator?
Yeah.
And it's pretty.
It's pretty.
It has a diamond
that's
in it.
What I
We're
need.
All like, the first thing
that's
I said was
I
a
need.
Pink diamond.
My
How
first
bad.
Vibrator ever, I hand bedazzled the top with
wow.
like with jewels and like glue.
Wow, I'm judging you a little.
So
a little bit.
We got all these sex toys, and literally, Dennis came crazy. Home the other day, and I'm like, yeah, Tracy, Dennis came home, and I was laying in bed, and she was like, oh, is he, like, ready to get it on? And I go, I couldn't even move my legs, because it was like having new toys. I tried, like, 10 of them at once.
Wow. I haven't tried them yet. This is my first time taking them
And
home,
I was
so really
done.
Excited.
I was like, Dennis is like, oh, yeah.
I think I might just
time?
Put this on my mirror in my bathroom and see what Corey said. Just leave it there. See what he says.
I will pay you money to record
it. I'm going to. I'll send it to you later tonight. Maybe we'll put it on Bad Examples.
That thing is unbelievable.
I'll record this on my mirror, and we'll put it on our Insta story on Bad Examples Podcast. Guys, follow us on Instagram. You can see the D, it's called.
Yep. We're
the dual density perfect D vibrating 8-inch with balls. That's what the description is.
Let me see those balls again.
Pretty
I don't
it's
know.
It's pretty decent balls, I gotta
they're
say.
Pretty. They hang so low.
I mean, they look good. I mean, whatever. Whatever.
I like superheroes, so can we do a fuck, marry, kill? I
wanna, yes.
Okay, let's do Thor.
Oh my, Thor.
Thor. Captain America.
No, he's
with
to me.
The beard.
Oh, a little different.
Game
okay.
a lot
little
different.
Different. Yeah.
I will Google Captain America with the beard. And what's a third superhero we could throw in there?
Ben Affleck as Batman. Because it was like maybe the only time since Armageddon he's been hot.
All right. Let's throw Ben Affleck in
that
there.
That was his like only saving yeah. grace was being a fucking superhero.
What about the guy that plays Superman is super hot?
He's, super he's hot. Corny to me.
It's corny. Yeah,
yeah
okay.
It's the fucking curl in the front. I'll die. I can't. So Thor every time.
Hold on. I have to show you.
I actually
Captain.
Also thought that me and Corey are really big on the challenge, the show The Challenge.
Yeah.
And Zach, at one point, He's one of the guys on the challenge. I thought he was like the hottest thing I've ever seen when he had long hair like Thor. Okay, the beard does help him, but he'll never touch Thor. He'll never touch Thor. So I thought Zach was like the hottest thing ever. Then Zach like cut his hair off, and I was like, the fuck happened to Thor? Corey's like, I know. I'm like, what the hell? I thought he was so hot last season, and now he's like corny.
Wow.
I love that we both love Zach Thor. And Jenna, who I know is his girlfriend, if you're listening, Jenna, tell your man to grow his hair back into Thor, please, so we can all like fawn over your man.
Are we Thor whores?
Thor whores for sure. Oh my god, he's so hot. And can we touch on the fact that his brother, why was his brother the hot heartthrob for so long with Miley Cyrus's husband?
Yeah,
barf.
You don't like him?
No, Thor. Thor forever.
He blew out my headphones screaming.
Thor forever.
No. I just lost my hearing.
Are we fucking Ari and kill other people?
Tracy, you're like.
Oh, I didn't even play. I'm sorry.
All right, so you would fuck Thor, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, marry Thor, because Thor forever.
Okay, marry Thor. Well, and then also, if you marry Thor, you become a goddess.
Like, I know. No, I'm going to have to marry Captain America because that's some title. And then I'll kill Batman, even though I am a huge Batman fan. Like, wow. I just, like, any other Batman, really.
Christian Bale Batman?
Yeah. I watched a movie, The Mechanist, or something with Christian Bale, when he lost all that weight.
It ruined it forever. That's tough.
But I'm a huge, like, not even, like, real-life Batman. No, like, Bruce Wayne. Like, I want to be Mrs. Bruce Wayne. Like, me and Corey watch Gotham. Like, it's our job.
I love Gotham. Yeah, I hate that penguin guy.
Oh, my God. I love him.
You love him?
Yeah, he's gay in real life. I love him.
Oh, he's scary.
Taylor something. Oh, he's so cute. I love him.
So we're bad bitches, but we're also bargain bitches. Don't you agree?
I agree.
I love a good bargain.
And everybody knows that I love saving money.
Yeah, because we have no money.
Because I have 3 kids that I have to pay for.
Right.
So honestly, and they grow so fast that you want to get them stuff that's like cheap. They can wear it for a while. Everything on this website is friggin' 90% off, basically. Like
swap.com. Go there right now. How easy is that to remember? Swap.com.
It's so cool. Who doesn't love like a good thrift shop?
Designer stuff. But
thrift shop designer. Like,
online.
It's stupid not to shop here.
I feel like I have friends that like feel uncomfortable thrifting. Like, they don't get that, like,
it's thrifting is so cool. I literally decorated my house with thrifting.
My husband loves thrifting, so I'm always thrifting. But if you feel like you don't want to go into a thrift shop and go through the endless racks, and I get it, it could be a little overwhelming.
It's actually so annoying.
This is online.
Yeah. I guarantee you'll find stuff because they have stuff for men, women, children, maternity. They have it for baby. They have it for everybody. Juniors even. That's such a hard like, section of clothing to find ever. Juniors is a great category. They grow so fast.
Guys, this is a really fun fact. If everyone dedicated just 10% of their purchases to secondhand clothing, it would have the same impact as taking 1 million cars off the road for a year.
In America, we're like so wasteful, and we actually throw away 70 pounds of textiles each year. So you're basically throwing your stuff away and wasting them when you could be swapping them out. So obviously, we have a special offer for all of our listeners, as usual. Woo. Go to swap.com/bad examples. Once you're there, you could sign up. You get free shipping on your first purchase. Make sure that you enter your email address so that you could get the offer. It's a very low-risk way of going to online shopping.
Swap it up, swap.com.
What the fuck was that movie that I saw? I think it was on Netflix. And it was about this guy who took his wife to this, like, remote house and like chained her up, and they were like gonna have some freaky sex, and then he had a heart attack and she was fucking linked to the bed and no one could hear her scream. Gerald's Game.
I will
Netflix.
Never watch that, just so you know.
I watched it.
Never.
Fucking
horrible.
Like wolf got into the house and ate him. She had to watch him die and get eaten. It was like the craziest shit I've ever seen. I like, my dad walked in on me watching it and he's like, I'm leaving. I'm like, bye, because I was at his
house.
Wait,
how did she get, I don't want to spoil the movie for anyone that's gonna actually watch it.
No, yeah, you gotta watch
how
it.
How did you even know to watch this?
It came up on like my suggested movies, like based on other, because I watch weird shit on Netflix. Like, I really do.
Oh,
I watched like this other movie where like this girl turned this straight girl into, it was like weird. I'm like, how did I come upon these weird, like, what are the suggestions? Yes.
Tracy always sends me weird shit. I'm like, okay.
Did you watch this? And she's like, no. I'm like, oh, you got to watch this one. This one's weird. I'm like, they must flag my account for sure, because they're like, this bitch is psycho. Oh, my God. So Marilyn Monroe is like, you know, the
sex
most
goddess.
Sex goddess icon of all time. And you know what? She was, I think she was a size 14.
Yeah, she wasn't a
little
girl.
She was a curvy little snack. And I wish, like, we went back in time, like, appreciated. Because now, finally, it's, like, being more accepted. Girls that have curves.
Absolutely,
and plus size and all of that. But, like, for a long time, we suffered with, like, if you're not a Hollywood runway model, double zero, like, you don't fit. I actually heard that Bebe Rexha, you know the singer Bebe Rexha, tried to get a dress for like an award show recently, and they said that we don't want to supply your size.
She's an eight. Oh my God.
Okay, she's an eight, and they were like, we don't want. So I heard like a bunch of these designers stepped up and offered her, but like that blew my mind. Like that pissed me off because like curves should be celebrated. My husband loves the fact that like I got a little more curvy. He's like, I love you thick. Like,
yeah, you're hot. You're supposed
to. He's like, you have like a lot going on like when you're naked. I'm like, oh, good. Awesome. Anyway, so she is the most celebrated sex icon of the 20th century. She confessed to one of her friends that despite having three husbands and a parade of lovers, like, I mean, a ship
parade
worth,
of lovers,
like,
a good way
Noah's
to...
Ark worth of lovers.
Like, you know what I think of Aladdin when they go through the
street?
Yes, like,
that's
parade,
literally
like...
how many men that woman probably had. She has never had an orgasm.
Whoa.
Do you appreciate people who have them
Dude,
now? Like,
honestly,
that's, first of all, Joe DiMaggio, get your fucking shit together.
He was a fucking asshole, wife beater.
Like, God, you couldn't even give her an orgasm. Like, what are you good for? JFK? Really? Sneaking through the tunnels? That would have made me orgasm by itself, sneaking through those tunnels. You're kidding me, right?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, though? It makes you feel not so alone to know that.
No,
you know
that
what I
the
mean?
Hottest woman that ever lived.
Yeah.
The sex symbol of all time could not have orgasms. It like brings it to life a little more.
For
it
sure.
makes you like appreciate when
yeah.
you do have them.
That's an insane
sure.
story.
Yeah. So there's like all this buzz going on right now about Kylie Jenner and her best friend Jordan Woods basically hooking up with her best friend's sister's husband, which is not only crossing the line, it is the worst of all examples.
In our trash talking trio group, the girls were like, can you believe what happened with Jordan Woods? And I go, who?
Who?
Huh?
Me and Ashley were like, do you believe it, Kylie? I can't believe how betrayed she must feel. And Ashley had all these things to say. And then Jess is like, huh? Like, who are these people?
You know,
we're
it's
like,
really hard to
are you living
believe
under a
that
rock?
This is not like the Kardashian machine at work. Because
it
here you
is.
Have some like no name, never heard of her before. And now like I know who she is. And now I've got meme saved her on my phone. Like,
oh, my God. I don't know what it is. I have like I must be drinking the Kardashian crack because I care so much about like what's going on in these people's lives, and I don't know why, because I genuinely don't care what they do, but then stuff comes up and it happens and I'm like, oh, I care about this. Like, it's so weird. It's Kris Jenner is
how do you feel about
the
this
ultimate
oh,
world
yeah, she's a beast.
World puppeteer.
Yeah,
she has the whole
she's
world on
it.
Strings.
Yes.
And we are all just her puppets.
Even this, it's like
the fact that we're talking about it is hysterical because
you know what it is? Most people don't want to discuss the bad news, and they put the bad news. They're like, "All right, we'll talk. We'll make it the fucking
yeah." That's how they get 30 friggin' seasons of whatever
yeah.
they're doing.
It's never ending. Well, let me ask you this. So,
hi everybody. I'm Katie Segal,
and I'm Kurt Sutter,
and welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, Stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Bravo Bros.
Good job.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album.
Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
I don't know. I feel weird about Chloe because I feel like she picks bad men and then blames like their habits or their bad decisions. Like, I don't know. At what point does she... I feel like she needs to just like get better taste in men.
Well, Chloe is definitely...
Like, if it wasn't this girl, it was another...
She's a wannabe superhero.
Yeah.
Basically, she wants to save the bad ones and she wants to help. And she keeps picking bad... Like, subconsciously, she keeps picking bad ones because I think she's genuinely a good person and she really wants to help them. But, like, there's only so much you could do and so far you could take it. And yeah. I don't think she's innocent. I mean, none of us are. We're all fuck-ups, but... She does keep picking bad ones, and it's like, then she keeps going back to them. It's like everything the opposite of what we talk about on this show.
Right, yes. And everyone's hating on this girl, Jordan Sparks.
Jordan Woods.
And I just feel like...
Poor Jordan Sparks did nothing and just got dragged.
Actually, Jordan Sparks, man, I think, left her. Fucking Jason
Derulo. Jason Derulo.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You hate everyone. You have names for everyone.
Well, like, I just... Listen, if it wasn't this girl, it was going to be another girl. And I just think at some point,
sucks.
Like,
we got to
stop looking at Jordan Woods.
Kylie.
And, like, that's who you feel bad for in all this?
All of it.
The billionaire.
I feel bad for the youngest self-made billionaire.
I don't feel bad for billionaires,
hysterical.
Actually.
I do. I feel bad for Kylie because she's totally caught in the middle. That's like me having a sister who I'm so close with and then Sammy or Brooklyn sleeping with their husband. That would be heartbreaking for me. And of course I feel bad for Chloe. And of course I feel bad for this no-namer who's being dragged. But I mostly feel bad for Kylie, who's put in the middle, because Chloe has the choice to leave.
Yes.
Up and leave. And she's not doing it. Kylie has no choice to run because it's her sister and her best friend. She's literally in the middle in a rock and a hard place. She's the only one I feel bad for,
actually.
I
get, like, lifestyles of the rich and famous. It's different than us. Like, they party all night. They just have random other celebrities, like, in their home. But it's just a weird thing to think that this is, like, her husband, the father of her children.
It's
and,
not
like,
her husband. It's her boyfriend.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. What do we talk about?
Get a rock. You don't give the milk for free.
Don't be a cow with udders.
Don't be a cow with udders because you'll instantly give milk out like it's free, like the milkman used to on the old school black and white movies.
What's your prediction here? Are they going to stay friends?
My prediction is in about a year, they're going to become best friends again and they're going to be all over social media. Chloe's going to end up taking him back for the fourth time or however many times it was. We're all going to forget about it. We're all going to call them stupid. And then they're all going to be laughing at us because at the end of the day, they just got another season out of us talking about it.
Well, there's
that. So who
that.
The fuck cares? And they're making, what, like $20 billion an episode?
All right. You know, on that note, I'm done talking about them. I never want to talk about them again. Can
we
be done? I'm trying to be cool and like in pop culture.
You just called her Jordan Sparks. You know nothing.
I know nothing. I'm good. I'm glad I don't.
I can't.
Dun, 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 dun. Two cannon.
I don't know why we love this so much. It's got to be because we have husbands, right?
It's amazing. Like, it's
just so funny,
manly,
to me.
Like, macho, and like, it's amazing. Duchannon.
Okay, so in my bathroom, there's like a section for Tracy, and now I now have a section for Corey, and he doesn't touch any of my stuff anymore. It's amazing. It comes all his shampoo, conditioners, body soaps, everything. It's all smells delicious. I have to say,
smells delicious is not the right word. It smells manly.
Manly.
Don't want to give them the wrong impression. Duchannon is not delicious.
Well, men are delicious.
Yeah, it's
if
true.
If they smell right. And they don't smell like
But you know
freesia.
What Duchannon smells like? The Duchannon men smells like the
man.
Woods. Like they've been
like
hiking or starting fires in you know, outside.
You better get your fucking men Duchannon. Honestly, girls, put
because
this on in the car.
We want to keep doing this ad.
Put this on in your car.
and let your man listen to it and be like, oh, hon, look, they have stuff for men. And all of a sudden men will be listening to us and will subconsciously be manipulating their brain into listening how to do you better.
Let me explain to you. You know how soap is like dainty and like small?
Yeah.
Duke Cannon soap.
It's like, fuck that. It's the like, opposite. Yes, it's like. Brolic.
Exactly. Duke Cannon soap is macho. It's massive. Like, to get all your dirty ass areas.
I can't. Go to DukeCannon.com right now, you guys. This is like a wife's trick. I'm telling you right now, you're saving yourself.
By the way, Duke Cannon has like this beard like grooming stuff. I'm not a dude,
Corey,
so I don't
uses
get it.
Beard grooming stuff.
I feel like
that's
a lot of guys like
him.
Don't know what it is. So check out Duke Cannon. We've got a promo code for you. What is it, Trey?
15% off your first order. Promo code Bad Examples. Free shipping on all orders over $35,
oh,
which is
great.
So easy to build up because you're just gonna keep adding stuff to your cart once you see what they have.
Yes,
guys, go to DukeCannon.com. Husbands, wives, whoever, you will get 15% off your order. Surprise your men. Use Bad Examples as the promo code. You'll get free shipping on everything over $35. Whether you're the wife of somebody who needs this or the guy who's using it, I promise you'll love it.
Try Duke Cannon. Like I said, do it for us so we can keep promoting them because we love talking about it.
Because we love dun, 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 Duke Cannon.
So for episode 15, our season finale, we wanted to... We're trying to talk about something serious for once. For once. Tracy's got a dildo on the table.
I can't.
And she's snuggling it. So we wanted to... Tracy's so open with her entire life. And
I try. I try to keep you guys updated.
It's not just the good. I think a lot of people post only the good.
Yeah, I mean, it looks easy, but I also posted a Snapchat the other day of the girls screaming and beating each other up, so, I mean, my reality.
Well, I appreciate that because, well, that's everyone's reality. No one's life is perfect, mm-hmm. even though that's what social media likes to portray, that everyone has this, like, perfect life, but it's not true, and the dick's looking at me in the eyes.
Okay,
just,
I'll put it
thank
down.
You.
You're welcome.
So, you know, I think everyone appreciates that you're open and honest. And we wanted to always talk about Julian for the season finale mm-hmm. and like kind of the journey. And Tuesday is a really big day. So I wanted to catch everybody up to what's going on, what we can expect and kind of like how we got here. Is that OK?
Yeah. This Tuesday, obviously Tuesdays are very special for our podcast because that's when we air. But this Tuesday is my son's surgery for the cochlear implant. It's basically a transmitter that is implanted into your head and it takes sound and transforms it into something the brain can understand since the ears don't work. Of words and sounds and that whole thing. So he'll basically be able to hear not through his ears, but through the implant.
I have chills right now.
It's a lot. Crazy. It's like so crazy. I think it came out like maybe 15, 20 years ago. Not even.
Not that long ago.
No.
Like so the kids our age didn't have this option growing up. Which is
not
crazy.
As kids, not as babies. No, wow. Definitely this year generation Z, I guess, whatever. It's more, it's a very, kind of an invasive surgery. He has to put it under the skin. And so it's a 3.5 hour surgery.
Oh,
that's just for the
God.
One ear.
I can't even fathom a little baby having surgery. It just doesn't
He's 9 months old. 10 months actually. And he will. So this was the plan from the beginning. When he was born, we knew that he had no hearing because when you are born, babies instantly get hearing tests. Whether the mother knows it or not, they give hearing tests. And if they're fine, they usually are like, hearing's clear, blah, blah, blah. You don't even know. Mm. But if they're not and they don't pass the hearing test, they come in and they tell you, like, he failed the hearing. We're going to try it again. If not, he needs to see an audiologist and that whole thing. So he failed 3 times. We went to an audiologist on the island and they told us that he failed her test as well. Then we had to go and get an ABR, which is basically they link those, you know, those things from ET that they link to his head and the stickers.
Yeah,
that, okay,
yeah.
That all over. They basically put those stickers that are like wavelength things on him to check like subconsciously what he can hear and not hear instead of trying to get a response from him like physically. They basically did that, found out that he had absolutely no hearing from that. So he doesn't hear anything, like not maybe a jet plane, like if it flew over really close, he can hear that just because it's so aggressive. But like dogs barking, people talking, none of that. So he lives in like a silent world. And from there, we were given the option, would you want to get him the implants so that he can possibly hear in the future? And our answer was, of course, yes. And then we got to the point where we didn't even know. We got him hearing aids, and the hearing aids didn't even work because he's so profoundly deaf. So that they told us then we had to go give him an MRI because they didn't know if he even had ear nerves. So if he doesn't have ear nerves, they have nothing to connect them to.
I literally remember this day like it was yesterday.
Yeah, it was so intense because this was like the make or break whether he either has to live in a silent world, which is not a bad thing. It's just different. And it's just something that I just didn't want for him. I wanted him to have the option whether he could take them off or have them on and hear. Me more, I was just like, I want him to be able to, I think long term when I don't think like right now, I'm not like, oh, I want him to like hear the songs on like Mickey Mouse. Like, I don't care. I'm more like, I want him to be able to hear his wedding song and his wife read her vows to him and that type of thing. So like, that's the way I think. So I was like, if I don't do it now, then he won't maybe have that.
So
we decided to give him the MRI to see if he had them. Came back. He was able to get them. He was able to get the surgery.
Is there a percentage of people that like can't get it? Like, what are the odds?
I don't know the percentage because everybody is so different.
It's like to common. Not be able to have the test? Like, do they tell you?
If you can't hear, more than likely you don't have ear nerves, but there's also a chance that you could have them.
Wow.
So I don't know. I don't want to give a number because I'm not sure of it. I just know that there was an option that it's like, common, it could not happen.
Yeah.
Like, so a lot of people don't qualify for it. That's why you need to get checked to qualify. So there has been doctor's appointments, never ending doctor's appointments, shots that he had to get just to make sure because the risks of getting the implant increase for meningitis. So he actually had to have the meningitis shot before to prevent him from getting it. And he actually has to have it more often than normal people just to make sure that he doesn't get it because the surgery, that's one thing that is a downfall about it. There's 1% chance that the surgery doesn't work. There's 1% chance that when they do the surgery, it could hit a facial nerve and his whole face could drop, obviously, because...
Wait, this is the surgery he's having Tuesday?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's a 1% chance that his body could reject the implant and find it as, like, a foreign object and reject it completely, like people's earrings do or belly button rings or that whole thing. Like, it rejects it because it's a foreign object to them. So there's all these percent chances of, like, things happening, but I feel like the benefits are so much more for him. And I know that there's, like, such a stigma in the hearing or non-hearing world. People who do sign language don't want anything to do with the cochlear implant, and people who do the cochlear implant don't want people to know sign language. And I'm trying to like bond the two together.
Yeah.
To try to give him the option of both. Like, they're just very much in their own communities of those worlds. And like, there's nothing wrong with anything if they choose sign language, or there's nothing wrong with anything if you choose the implant. But like, it's very hard to bond the two together because they have separate worlds. Like, one is a hearing world and one is a non-hearing world. And so it's like all very touchy-feely, and I'm learning along the way of like what's okay and what's socially acceptable and the whole thing. But like, I'm also doing what's best for my son, and I really don't care about the communities, and I'm doing what I think that he would want me to do for him.
It's not like this is a decision, by the way, that you just made overnight.
No, this has been 10 months worth of stress.
Of going back and forth and debating and getting opinions from your friends and family and talking it through. I mean,
and like one day if he decides he doesn't want the implant, he can have it removed.
Yeah.
And like he can have it taken
out. At least he'll have that option.
And he has the option. If I don't get it for him, then he will have to struggle with speech and that whole thing. If I get it for him now he will learn how to speak without having an impairment at all, which is why I'm doing it so fast. The real reason why I'm doing one ear and not two ears at the same time is because we want him to be able to hear for his first birthday so we can sing to him. And it seems like such a stupid thing that parents like don't really they don't really think is like something that's a problem. But like when you think about singing to your son for his first birthday and everyone moving their mouths and him not knowing what's going on is so sad to me. So I was like, I'd rather do one ear at a time because insurance won't clear it if it's two at the same time under a year old. So we're doing one at a time. And also a 7-hour surgery really freaked me out all at once. So I was like, let me just do one ear, see how it, if it rejects or not, see how it goes. how he does, and then from there on, we'll do another surgery for the other ear if necessary.
But what is so, it just means that, is it kind of like having headphones in one ear?
It's kind of like if you were to get like water in your ear.
Yeah.
And like you can't get it out, but you can hear perfectly in the other ear.
Got
it's
it.
Kind of like that. Like you'd be able to hear perfectly. I mean, I use that word loosely. You'd be able to hear what I think it's 90% in this ear and then nothing in the cool. other ear. But like if people talk to you on this one side, you won't be able to hear. You'd have to have them talk to you on the other side. So it's like it's still not perfect, but it's we're getting there.
Yeah.
So that's this Tuesday. It's 2 days away.
So, okay. You do this at a hospital?
Yeah, we're at a this very like a prestigious hospital in New York City. We went with the best doctor that we found. Good. That we it's not even just the doctor, because he's done a lot of surgeries on adults, the kids, babies, the whole thing. It was more about the staff that worked there and the aftercare I was really wanting to be with.
Because he's a baby.
Yeah. And I wanted somebody who had bedside manner and wanted somebody who I felt like really connected with him.
Sure.
And not just somebody who's like, oh, he's the best doctor in the world, but he doesn't speak to you. Like his staff there was really, really sweet. They really, they're like throwing a party for him and his activation. Like there's things that I really, really like about this place. It's just really special to have in like such a hard time to feel like people who are considering you family and like such
absolutely
that know what they're talking about that you can
it's so
call.
Hard. It's just the little things that make you
I mean,
feel
I
better.
Call them his I don't really know what her status is or her title, but it's basically like his activist, the person who like signs him up for the stuff and whatever. Her name is Michelle, and she's like incredible. I can call her for whatever, and she's always like, no problem, we'll just talk about it and don't worry. And she's always like, you know, he's a normal kid and he has so much going for him and he'll be able to play sports and he'll be able to do this. And she just makes me feel so much better about kind of going through it, because she makes me feel like all this is normal when I know it's really
that's
not
what
the
just
norm
said, the keyword. Yeah,
but
normal.
It's I never want to make him feel like he's not
right.
So like even like I know that he like when you live in a home you have to put a sign up that says deaf child playing. Like I don't want to draw that type of attention to him because I don't want to ever make him feel like
he's different.
Like the fact that we probably have to have a handicap sticker on our car because he is deaf. He's not handicapped, but he's technically under the umbrella of you know, I don't want to use the wrong words because I don't want to offend anyone, but it's like my son, so I'm going through it differently.
We're still learning, yeah.
Yeah, but like I'm always going to blame that on Corey because Corey was stabbed in the leg, and so he technically has like a little bit of a limp when he walks, so I'm going to always be like, oh no, that's for daddy because of his leg. Like I'm never going to make him feel like it's for him because I don't want him to feel any other way than just like his sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And they are so excited. Like Skylar was telling somebody the other day, my brother is going to go to the doctor and then he's going to be able to hear us. And like
oh
the whole
God.
Thing. And it's like so crazy to me because Jaden's like, yeah, he's going to hear us sing to him. And I'm just like, oh my God, like it's crazy that my 2.5 and 4-year-old like get it.
Yeah.
Like really get it. And it's because like I've taught them sign language and they sign to him and they say beautiful and I love you and hospital and all these things that I've taught them and like so much sign language and like they do their names and. I just felt like it was really important for them to connect with him on that level, but he's very much like he's into like watching them perform and dance because it's a visual thing.
Sure,
so he's able to like watch them.
Oh, they've got a
sing,
great
let
show
it go,
with the girls.
And, like, yeah, it's cute. So like they have a very strong connection between the three of them. They're all within 3 years of each other, from top to bottom. So, each kid is 1.5 years apart. And so already they're close. But like with the fact of how compassionate they are towards him, is making them even closer. And like
it's
this
beautiful.
Whole thing is like just so new for us. And like Corey has a hard time with it, not because he's deaf or because there's anything wrong, but it's just more like he just feels for him because he's like, I don't want, and you never want your kid to go through anything that you can't help them with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's such like a struggle for us because the baby's born and you're like, oh look, 10 fingers, 10 toes, everything's perfect. And like, that's all you think of. You never think of like, what if he can't see me or what if he can't hear me or what if, and now we just found out he has like a heart murmur. And there's like little things that people live with heart murmurs all the time. It's not that big of a deal. But for a 10-month-old who's going into invasive surgery, we
scary.
Were like totally freaked out to have to go to the cardiologist and have him checked and that whole thing. And
so let me ask you a question. So Tuesday, 3-hour surgery?
Mm-hmm.
Like you wait there while this happens?
Yeah.
You're going to be
We're
with your
there.
Mom?
Yeah, I'm going to go with my mom and Julian and Corey will be there with me. And I think my sister-in-law is going to be watching the girls so that we don't have to take them with us. But then all my family will be at the activation.
Wait, sorry. So slow down. So is the activation like after the surgery?
April 11th.
Oh, okay. Wait.
He needs time to heal before they could put the machine.
What happens after the surgery? Like, does he have to stay at the hospital?
No, he gets taken home.
Wow.
I'm gonna go to my mom's with him so that the girls. So I have somebody with me to like give him the most attention he can have, recover with like quiet, and even though he's not gonna be able to hear yet, like just without the girls bothering us. My sister-in-law will have him. Then my friend Lisa will have them. So there's just a lot of like steps to have the girls covered, the baby covered, Corey with work, the whole thing. It's just a lot of moving parts. And then we moved in the middle of this whole thing, which was miserable. It's just so many like moving parts that I'm trying to still get my. All I know is the dates. Like,
so when's
I don't
the
know.
Activation? How far after?
April 11th is the activation
date.
So
it's over a month. A month
it's
about?
3 weeks.
Okay.
He has to recover for like a few weeks, just the scar.
And what does activation mean? They
the
like turn it on?
The activation is basically,
literally?
Yeah. The activation, they put the device onto his head after it's healed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically like a magnet that will go on and like transmit all the sounds that they hear into what it should be.
Mm.
So that's the first time. It's on a very low setting.
Will that be at a doctor's office?
It'll be at the same office that we go to in the city.
And your family's going to come with you to be there for that?
Yeah, I'm sure like everybody will be there.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be my parents and Corey's mom and his sisters. And
you'll he'll be able to like,
my brothers.
You're hoping for a reaction. Like you see in like trending Facebook videos where he's like looking around.
That's the hard thing is that I know people are always like, oh my God, this is going to be you and blah, blah, blah. But like, it's so depressing to me because it's all unknown. So when people send me those, I'm like, it actually puts me in a really bad mood instead of happy because.
Do you feel like is there a possibility that he still won't be able to hear?
Well, the thing is that Michelle told us that there's a thing called like the crying circle or the circle of cries or something to that effect where like, it'll scare him at first that he can hear, and then he'll cry because he's scared, and then he'll stop because he could hear himself crying, and then he'll cry again, and it'll just be like a circle. So, like, she's like, he may not, like, laugh at you or smile at you or anything, so don't take that as a bad thing. It's just he's trying to process all this stuff because he's never known any of it.
Can you imagine? That's insane.
So, like, I'm hoping, obviously, that he, like, smiles when he hears
but
my voice.
But a cry is still good, right?
Yeah,
anything.
I mean, that's why the videos that people send me are really hard because I know that they don't mean it, but they just don't know how it affects me. It's just like because those give me false hope of what I'm gonna what's gonna happen, and if that doesn't happen, then I'm gonna take it in a bad way.
Yeah,
and like I don't want all these videos of like the baby's laughing and holding the mommy's face and like smiling.
But you'll
and reacting
get that moment
it.
If they work. You'll
get
it. It might not be the first thing that he does, but you'll get that moment
eventually.
With him.
That's what we're hoping. But like,
of course,
you immediately think like, oh my God, activation day! Like this is what we're gonna get. And like, it's hard to see videos of other kids, especially because one of the babies is my friend, Christy's daughter. Charlie, and she is always like, are you ready for surgery and blah blah blah, and I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'm nervous more than anything because I feel like I haven't given it enough time and attention to focus on what's happening, and now it's all just happening really fast. Now it's like Tuesday.
Yeah,
and we're like, okay,
I can't believe it's Tuesday.
Yeah, so we've been waiting for months. We've known since he was 6 months old that he was gonna it was gonna be this date, but like now all of a sudden like those months 4 months flew.
Yeah,
now it's going to happen, and I'm just, like, so nervous. I don't know whether to be nervous, excited, sad, happy, like, it's all over.
What Nurse Michelle said is makes actually more sense than, like, getting an instant, because think about it. Like, it must be so intense.
It's
and like
so overwhelming to never hear
baby.
A pin drop and then hear all these sounds of people crying.
So what do they call it? The circle?
Like, I think it's the circle of cries or something
like that. Yeah, that makes way more sense. Like, that's probably what happens more.
She's like, that could very easily be what happens, and he's going to cry, but then you're going to be like, oh my God, but he's hearing himself crying, so he's stopping.
So that's
and
amazing.
She's like, it's just going to be a roller coaster for you because... And then they throw like a little party for him, which is really cute. They call it his activation party. And like they called me the other day, his EI instructor, Sammy. She was like, early early intervention, which is like therapy and intensive care. Like it's basically preschool for kids who need extra help in like speech and everything. Mm-hmm. So she sets that up for us. And she was like, you know, does he like Mickey or like Paw Patrol? Like, what is he like? I'm like, I don't fucking know. He likes Sophia the First because that's what his sisters watch. Like, he doesn't know at this point. He's not like big enough to know. I was like, so if you could make it like centered around his nickname, Ace, and like with playing cards and stuff. She's like, oh my God, this is such a fun theme. Mm-hmm. Like, I love it. We've never done anything like this. So I was like, oh my God. So they're having like a little party for him, which is fun and exciting because all my family will be able to like see
what's
that.
The activation date again?
April 11th.
Oh, it's gonna be so soon.
Yeah, April 11th is the first where they make it very low so it's not too overwhelming and it's just in the one ear. And then April, I think it's 22nd is his second date. They make it a little bit louder. And then I think it's May 8th is his last one where it goes the absolute loudest, and that's 3 days or four, 5 days before his birthday and like a week before his party.
Wow.
So it's like right on time. Wow. With everything. And I'm just like, he actually may hear everything at his party. And I'm just like, it's amazing.
Amazing. So, it really is amazing.
Yeah. It's more of like his party is not only just his first birthday. It's like his first celebration of like hearing
life.
And
yeah.
Life, and it's just starting. And so, and then she said, she was like, you know, I know that I remember the first thing you said to us when we asked you like if you wanted to get him the implant or not. And I was like, all I want is for him to be able to hear me say I love him, because you say it all the time, but like he doesn't hear it. And like I was like, and I just started crying on the phone because I was like, it seems like something so little.
Most parents don't even think twice about it.
Like you say I love you all the time and you just hug and kiss them and then they're responsive of it. And like the fact that I can't do that right now, it's not about me. It's just about him hearing his mother's voice say it.
Yeah.
Is like so, I don't know. And that's why I'm like, so I'm like, I feel like I have a different outlook on motherhood.
You're going to have that moment. Like that moment is your destiny. Like you're going to have it. There's no doubt. It's just a matter of when. Yeah. And, you know, it's just, you're going to have that. And
I feel like from now until April is going to be like the longest.
Yeah.
3 weeks of my life. Cause yeah. I'm like, okay, he has a surgery. Can he just hear already? And like, it doesn't work like that. So.
It's going to be a good, remember how we just couldn't wait for 2018 to be over?
I know. And now I'm like, 2019 has been kind of a shit show for me. I'm waiting for like April
good.
To
this is
2019.
Good. This is a nice change. I think it's going to set you on a path of a change. Do you know what I mean?
I hope so.
Because I think this has been like looming over your head, has it not?
It has been like constantly absorbing my brain. And like, I can't really think of anything but this because you're like, am I making the right decision? Like, you never know what you do for your kids is the right decision until after you do it. And then hindsight is 20/20. And you're like, I should have never done this, or I should have done this, and I did the right thing. And I just want whatever's best for him. And he can't tell me right now. So right now I have to just guess, which is hard.
It's crazy when you think of it like that. You're just, you're guessing.
I'm doing what I think he would want, but I don't know.
Yeah.
And like people are like, well, how dare you take that from him and like give him an implant in his head that you don't even know if he wants. And I'm like, but he won't even know if he wants it when he's older because he won't have the experience. At least if he has it, he could be like, I don't want this shit in me, and take it out. And then that's it. He lives in his silent world. But I say all the time, I'm like, he gets the best of both worlds. He gets the most peaceful sleep you'll ever have because he hears nothing. And then he could also turn it on and like laugh and dance with his sisters to music.
Right.
And then when they're annoying and yelling at each other and screaming, he could take it off again. Like, it's the best of both worlds.
I can't wait for teenage Julian to just turn them off when you're annoying
him. I said, well, I was like, you know what? The worst fuck you ever to your wife is going to be when she's arguing with you and you just take it and slam it on the table and walk away, because then she can't say anything to you. I was like, if I don't laugh, I'll cry. So there's all things I'm keep trying to like make myself laugh about.
You said it best, like, you're his mom, you're trying to do what's best for him, and you're still, even with all that, you're still guessing. And you're just
doing,
I don't
know
what,
anything. I'm living in the dark world because I know nothing about all of this. It wasn't even something that I thought was ever I would deal with.
And just every like step of the way, learning more and more about the deaf community, and
like I want to learn as much
implants.
As possible and not offend anybody in it. And
totally.
It's just so hard because there's so, it's like black and white spectrum, there's no in the middle.
But you're aware, a lot of people don't care about who they offended. Like, you're
very, I feel bad about it because I don't want anybody thinking that I'm saying it's a disability, because it's really not. It's just it's just something that I think most people are born with, that they just take it
for granted. Yes.
More than anything else.
For sure.
Else.
Think about it. It's nuts.
Yeah. Even me, like, listening to myself talk on the headphones, I'm like, he would never have had that if I didn't just book the surgery for him. So I'm like, I feel like I have no right as a parent, instead of giving it to him and forcing the surgery upon him, like, I have no right not giving him the option.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm more...
You're doing the right thing. And
I'm trying. Like, and it's so hard.
He's such a sweet child. Like, he's... I wish you guys could... Like, he is such a good boy. Is he not the best little boy?
Yeah, he just sits there. So and, happy. And like, takes it all in. And yeah. He's so happy in his little world.
And his other senses are so heightened because of it. Like, he's so aware and so
like,
engaged.
He's very touchy. Like, when when you sit and talk to him, he wants to hold your hand or touch your face. Or and then, like, when you sit there and, like, kind of, like, play with him, he locks eyes with you and he does not... like blink because he's like, I made a connection with her and that's my way because I can't talk to her that I'm making eye contact. And
oh, so you mean it's not just me how he looks at me?
The way he looks at you is like dreamy. It's ridiculous. It's so funny.
He's just such a good kid and it's gonna really define him as a person. And
I don't know why, I just get like these feelings that like he's gonna do something to change the world because he is like such a different kid. Like the girls they're so special and so unique, but like they're out of control. But Julian is just on another level making people feel good about themselves.
Yes,
so crazy.
Yes, I mean, like you kind of said, it'd be great if like the two worlds could come
just
together.
Collide, and like live in both worlds at the same time.
I would love to learn sign language.
Well, we're doing it. I mean, we do it little by little because we're not going to need to rely on it. However, we want to learn it just to respect the rest of the community,
for sure.
So he could have deaf friends that like don't speak, that don't have the implant that he could still talk to. So we kind of just want to give him like a roundabout of all options.
Yeah.
And I hope it's not like frowned upon, but that's what the choice we make for him was. So
we wanted to pre-record this for you guys so that you were up to date. But by the time this goes live, the surgery will be over.
Yeah,
think about that. That's exciting.
And when is this airing after, before the 5th?
It'll be the season finale. So there'll be a season finale. They'll hear this first and they'll we'll go live and see how the surgery went.
Okay, so
you guys, in a few minutes, we'll hear how it all went. You don't have to wait.
I think it's almost exactly his activation date.
Awesome.
Because what is today? Tuesday will be the 13th episode. Next Tuesday will be the 14th. This will be the week before this activation will air February 7th. I mean, April 7th. And this will be the week before his activation.
Wow. All right.
It's so amazing.
Your baddies, me.
We'll update
you. We all wish you best of luck. We know Julian's in good hands. Best care, best family.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Imagine waking up from surgery and like, all your family's there.
17,000 family members. Yeah. I know. That's how our family is. Everywhere we go, there's like 8 or 9
it's
of
beautiful.
Us everywhere.
It's a beautiful thing. I love you.
All right, love
I love you,
too.
Julian. I hope you hear this one day.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. Hope you guys enjoyed the clip show. Don't worry. Season 2 is so close. You're just one episode closer to season 2.
It was stuff to remember how embarrassing we were in the beginning when we really had no idea what we were doing, and clips that we forgot about because we were mortified to, you know, repeat out loud. So I'm glad you were able to enjoy with us and be embarrassed all over again with us. We have so much more coming. Season 2 is going to be so lit.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.